Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The Memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows, September 15th. Today's theme, God wants to embrace you in your sorrows. What's the purpose of your tears when you cry? Usually, my tears mean I want something to change, and I'm not going to be happy until it does change. But that only results in swollen eyes and messy tissues. But turn it into a prayer, and our sorrow becomes very valuable. It's healthy to get emotional and pour out our sadness into a conversation with God. Our tears are not bullets that shoot our frustrations heavenward in order to force God to hurry up and make things better, even though it can feel that way. In our sorrows, each tear is itself a prayer. When you're tired of using words, just cry. If tears were not prayer diamonds, why would our Blessed Mother cry in heaven? Why would she be Our Lady of Sorrows? Isn't heaven a place of joy where there is no more sorrow? Yet Mary cries because people are being hurt by sin in the world. She cries for you when you turn away from her Son. She cries with you when you cry because of the sins of others. Tears shed during prayer time are valuable to God because this is a moment of surrender. We've quit trying to change what we cannot change. We might still want to, but while we're crying, we have stopped trying. In that humble surrender, we give God clearance to move in and comfort us. When the Father heard his Son's prayers in the Garden of Gethsemane, he didn't change what Jesus would have to endure, but he did comfort him. He embraced his Son with tender compassion and sympathy. He sent angels to him for additional support. This gave Jesus the strength to choose obedience and say, "Your will be done, not mine," and to endure his sufferings. Jesus knew from the Psalms, which he had memorized as a boy, that God would rescue him. Now he also knew it in his heart while he cried. The resurrection would come, the promises would be fulfilled, and by surrendering to the Father's comforting strength, Jesus would be able to travel the path of pain that would eventually lead to the promised victory. In the Gospel reading today from John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27, we see this comforting embrace repeat itself in the relationship between Mary and the disciple John. This was Mary's moment of greatest sorrow. She grieved with a heartbreak that only mothers can know. John grieved over the suffering and loss of his dearest friend. And Jesus, despite his own sorrow-filled pain, passed his Father's inheritance of comfort onto his mother and friend by permanently unifying their mutual embrace into a bond of supportive friendship. It's in Christian community that we receive God's comfort. He is giving you caring friends who will embrace you with his love. If you don't know who these comfort companions are, look closer and reach out wider. They are here for you. God wants to embrace you through them, to give you his tender compassion and sympathy.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.